Backstage Pass is made possible by Mauer Productions On Stage, supporting community theater in central New Jersey.
Hello and welcome to Backstage Pass, Central New Jersey's community theater podcast. I'm John Mauer and I'll be moderating this session where we will hop on the trolley and head for the soda shop for a little taste of the 1900s in the classic musical Meet Me in St. Louis, being presented by the Yardley Players at the Kelsey Theater. Based on the Kensington stories by Sally Benson and the NJM motion picture, Meet Me in St. Louis, the story is set in turn-of-the-century St. Louis. The World's Fair is coming, and so are changes for the Smith family. Lon, Rose, Esther, Agnes, and Tootie are so proud of their hometown. They can't wait to enjoy the fair and all the excitement and romance it brings, and they will do anything to make sure it stays that way when their father is offered a job in, shudder to say, New York City. The show is a rare treasure that sparkles with optimism and good tunes featuring the famous Trolley Song and Skip to Maloo and Meet Me in St. Louis. With us here to talk about the Yardley production is director Christy Davis and actors Shaylin Davis, Brent Tosillo, Jacob Kinderman, Colleen McDonald, and McKenna Katz. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
So, Christy, why did you decide to do Meet Me in St. Louis?
I decided to do Meet Me in St. Louis because I feel like the story is very family-oriented, and Yardley Players tries to put on shows that appeal to various families. It also has very great music, and it's very lively. It's heartwarming, it makes you laugh, and it makes you cry.
Now, this is based on the 1944 musical with Judy Garland, and there were a lot of famous tunes that people don't realize came out of that musical, ones that have dropped into the lexicon of Americana. But they don't realize, oh, it's from that show? The Trolley Song is one of them. Skip to Maloo, what other ones might be in there?
A lot of people also know The Boy Next Door, which is a classic song. And, of course, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which is played every Christmas, and people don't realize it's from this show. So
how are rehearsals going?
Rehearsals are going really well. We have very hard workers. I'm impressed with how hard everybody's working at home and coming in and knowing their lines and practicing their choreography and their music at home, and everyone works really well together.
Now, this is a big costume show, right?
It is a very big costume show, and because it's a period piece, that adds an extra element to it.
Okay, and who's costuming your show?
Louisa Mary is costuming our show, and she's doing an outstanding job. The costumes are beautiful. They're really eye-catching.
Now, we have people here who actually get to wear the costumes, and we're going to start with Shaylin. Hi.
Hello.
And tell us something about your character. You're playing Tootie?
Mm-hmm.
And who's Tootie?
Well, she kind of likes dead stuff and blood. So it's kind of...
I'm sorry, was that dead stuff and blood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to move this mic closer to you. Explain that for us, please.
Well, her character is kind of weird.
Okay. So it's sort of like the twilight of the 1900s? Tell us.
Well, her dolls, she buries her dolls. She has reunions and stuff.
Well, that sounds logical to me, burying. I remember I used to bury my sister's dolls all the time.
One of my lines are, it looked like a big old dead body.
Okay. So, Brent, you sure play Lon. Who is
yes.
Lon?
Lon is a 19-year-old freshman at Princeton University, and he loves his family very much. He tries to hook up, get together John and Esther.
Okay,
and
that's also, why we have to keep this in 1900s.
Yes,
lingo.
I know. That's why I changed my wording.
There's much spooning going on.
Yes, okay. much spooning. And he also tries to get together Rose and Warren. So he's pretty much, the matchmaker, I guess you could say.
Now, is he part of the Smith family?
He is. He's the oldest, mm-hmm. and then it is Rose and so forth. So, yeah.
Okay, I think we should do this whole thing in 1900s lingo, Skip to Maloo.
I don't know lingo in 1900s.
Gene Cracky.
Okay, I'll remember that.
So, Jacob, tell us a little bit about John.
Well, John is the love interest of Esther, and he's the boy next door that she sings about. And he's kind of...
Can your voice be any deeper?
I'll try. He's the kind of a stereotypical all-American boy. He's enrolled in sports. They reference to it a few times in the script and from other characters. And he's on his way to college it's never clearly said, but I think it implies that he's in his senior year of high school, maybe 1 year ahead of Esther, and he's on his way to college. They don't say where, but he's a very driven, focused young guy, and with his goals in life, with his sports and his schooling, and going to college at that time is an unusual thing at turn of the century, so it was a pretty big accomplishment that he was on his way. And it's funny that to be such a bright and put together guy, he's relatively clueless when it comes to Esther's intentions with him, because she puts herself out there and he just goes right over his head.
As in that she likes to make cookies for him and things like that.
Things like that, okay. Yeah. She sets up these situations to try to make something romantic happen. He's just totally out of it. Just
so Colleen, why is this? Colleen, you play Esther, right?
Yes. Well, I think that Esther is just a very vibrant young woman. She's 16. You know, it's a very exciting time in her life. And while she loves her family, she very much adores John Truett from afar. And her sister sort of scheme on how they can make the match, and she can meet him and plan their life together from day one before they've even met. She's decided that they're going to be together, and
she doesn't even know him.
Yeah, she's going to do whatever it takes.
Oh, so she's never actually met him. This is the love from afar. Yeah. It's all in her head.
Staring at him through the window.
So when she sings The Boy Next Door, she's actually never met him. She just is trying to set up these situations where she talks with her sister on the porch, and they're very proper, and they, you know, try and draw attention to themselves as these nice, attractive young ladies, and he's just playing baseball in his yard.
Now, being a modern woman trying to go into this, okay, 1900s mentality, mm-hmm. is it hard for you?
It's actually pretty interesting, because a lot of my performance experience in the past has been in classical repertoire, so in operatic rep. So a lot of times I've had to identify with characters that are 200, 300 years old. So this has actually been a nice change.
You don't look that old, I just have to tell you.
No, well, thank you. It's been a nice change, though, because while our realities are very different from now versus the turn of the century, you can still identify with a very emotional and eccentric 16-year-old, because they're running around everywhere still. So it sort of has that timeless quality to it, her character as well. So.
And McKenna, you're playing Agnes. Who's Agnes in the show?
Agnes is a 12-year-old girl. She's very tomboyish. She walks in on stilts, and she gets her sister into trouble a lot. She'll do things, and she'll like blame it on her sister. And her sister takes the blame. She doesn't do anything. But we're always together, Tootie and I. We're inseparable, really.
Now, do you know how to walk on stilts?
Yes.
I saw you on two sticks. So those were the stilts that you were walking on?
Yes. And I've done stilts in school, in gym class, for our circus unit. So I know how to walk on stilts.
See, I didn't have that when I was in school. I missed the circus unit.
Yeah.
So how's it been in rehearsal so far for you guys?
Excellent. Everybody's been working very hard, so.
Yeah. Now, how many of you didn't know this show when you first went into it?
I didn't know the show.
I was pretty unfamiliar with it.
I didn't know it very well. I was familiar with it, but I had only seen the movie maybe twice.
I never saw the movie ever.
I didn't even know there was a show called Meet Me in St. Louis.
Same.
All right.
Same.
The thing about the show is that there's the movie, which came out in 1944 or so, about the early 1900s. And it wasn't turned into a stage musical until 1989.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Unless I'm misremembering, what I read is there was a version that came out in the 70s, and that's the recording that's on iTunes right now, and then they rewrote it for the 90s. Oh. So there's been three versions of it with two rewrites, and the version we're doing is what's been standard since the 90s.
I'm wondering that probably it didn't hit Broadway, because it hit Broadway in 89.
Oh, okay.
So probably that might have been off-Broadway a production that was created in order to get it to this point.
Might have been, because there's lots of different musical numbers if you look at the version from the 70s that they've traded out some pieces of music. In the original one, there's this wild piece of music all about Sousa and his composing.
Because he was probably popular in those days.
Yeah, I think so.
And there was like the act two started with the song called Ice. I've never heard that one.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't know that.
They were on ice skates.
Is that what it was?
Is that what it was?
Okay. Yes, and it was Rose and Warren and another Beau fighting over Rose.
Oh.
And yeah, that was the original version. And there's a Raving Beauty where three people sing instead of just two.
And the costumer was very worried that she was going to have to put everybody in ice skating costumes for the show.
I'm sure that there's some older people out there going, I remember that. I remember that song. That was a good one. They shouldn't have left it out of the show. So who here has to do choreography in this show?
Lon does.
Everybody. Everybody's raising their hands. Remember, this is radio. People don't can't see
That's why I said Lon does.
On that. Yeah. So how's it going so far with that?
Well, the dances at first were very... they look like a train wreck. But I'm not going to lie. But they're definitely coming together. Everybody's, you know, coming to rehearsals. And, you know, we've been working 3 hours straight every night trying to get them set. And they're finally looking like something. So,
one of the things that we had to consider, too, is that, especially for the women, our costumes take up a lot of room. So we've had to rework a couple things to make sure that we all fit on stage. And we're gonna,
so those leg kicks don't work in the old 1900s
some
outfits.
Some of those dresses are pretty big. So not just on the bottom. We got big, puffy shoulders and things we had to account for. So
take up a lot of room.
Yeah. Well, the dance under the bamboo tree, it's Esther, Tootie, and Agnes. When Tootie and I sneak down in the middle of Skip to My Lou, that dance was really hard because we learned it like one time and then we never practiced it, and then weeks later we went back to it and it was really hard, and we haven't done it with the canes because we have canes, so it's even harder because we need to learn how to do the work with those.
And they have canes and straw hats that they have to maneuver with in addition to dancing at the same time and singing.
Dancing, singing, canes, and hats. You guys are quadruple threats to be able to do all that. So what's up for Yardley Players next season?
Okay, so in the fall, Yardley Players is doing Mousetrap. And then in the spring, they are doing the classic Music Man.
The Music Man.
The Music Man.
If you love Meet Me in St. Louis, you're going to love the Music Man. And if you love the Music Man, come see Meet Me in St. Louis at the Kelsey Theater this summer. Performances are on the West Windsor campus at Mercer County Community College and will run from July 18th through the 27th. Tickets are $20 with discounts for seniors and students. Go to www.kelsey@mccc.org or call 609-570-3333 for further information and reservations. I want to thank my guests, Shaylin, Brent, Jacob, Colleen, and McKenna, and Christy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Backstage Pass, I'm John Maurer. Thanks for listening.